Happy Friday, and welcome to a new episode of This Week in Apps, a weekly no-fluff, data-first roundup of interesting news and trends about mobile apps and games. I'm Ariel from AppFigures, and I have five highlights for you this week. Before we get into the highlights, the Mobile Index. Last week, I promised that the Mobile Index will come out of the February dip, but if you looked at it today, you see that it's still either down or a little bit flat, depends on the store. I'm not entirely sure why this is happening, because we were supposed to, if you look at previous years, come out of it, but we haven't yet. Now, 2020 was kind of an upside-down year. 2021 is bound to be a little bit different than previous years, so we're seeing that in action. I'm going to keep an eye on it, and we'll see what happens next week. If your downloads are not recovering, that's probably why. My first highlight for you today is Facebook. Facebook Messenger went down for a few hours yesterday. I don't know if you caught it, but it reminded me of something. It reminded me to look into something that I made a mental note about a few months ago. Back in August, Facebook decided to merge Facebook Messenger into Instagram. It wasn't a required sort of move, so if you use Messenger, you can continue to use Messenger. But if you're using Messenger and Instagram and wanted to use one platform for both messages, you could. You enable it, and then you have both. And I kind of suspected that it's because Facebook is seeing that not enough users who are using Instagram are also using Facebook, which I'm not surprised by. Instagram is kind of where all the cool kids are, and Facebook is where all the grandmas are. And so for Facebook to be able to bring them back, they have to merge the two. So they merged the two back in August, and surprise, surprise, downloads went down drastically. They went down by about 60% after the switch, which is a lot. It means about 5 million downloads lost every week for Facebook Messenger. Most of them came from Android, fun fact. Now, I'm not at all surprised by this because, again, if they want to bring users back to Facebook, to the flagship, to the mothership, then they have to do something drastic. And so I'm sure someone is really unhappy who's looking at those stats for Facebook. But ultimately, the ability to monetize those users on the Facebook side is so much easier than on the Instagram side. There are more types of ads. There are more ways to engage users. And so I suspect that's really the reason for why we're seeing this. Next up is home assistants, voice assistants. Did you get a voice assistant in 2020? In case you didn't, a whole bunch of other people did. 2020 was such a good year for both Amazon Echo, Alexa, and Google Home. Both had record downloads. Both are actually up about 33% year over year. So that's versus 2019. That's kind of a big jump. For Amazon, that means about 30 million new users. And for Google, 52 million new users. Now, I'm using downloads of the app necessary to set up these devices as a proxy for the number of units sold. But if you're buying this device, you kind of have to download the app. And so we're looking at downloads on both the iPhone side as well as the Android side. And that should capture all of them. I'm not finding this surprising again, although I didn't expect for the rise to be that high. I know more people are using them, and they have become a little bit more functional over the years. But ultimately, they're not really that useful, in my opinion. I use mostly a HomePod mini that I got, and I like the way it looks, and I also like the speaker. I don't really use it for anything else. I used to set timers, but it's so much easier to just do it on the phone or do it in whatever appliance I'm using if I'm cooking or anything like that. Out of curiosity, do you have a favorite? And if so, why? Leave me a comment. By the way, if these numbers are interesting to you and you would like to see them for other apps, not the ones that I'm mentioning, whether it's your competitors, if you're an app maker, whether it's apps you're interested in investing in, or just games you're curious about, all of this data comes from our app intelligence platform, which we made extra affordable. If you want to give it a try, head on to appfigures.com/intelligence. Our content team jokes that when it comes to content, it's all good, unless it's the poop emoji, which makes the next highlight a little bit ironic for me. But there's an app called Poop Map, and it made it to the top of the App Store this week because it was mentioned in a TikTok video that went viral. Downloads shot through the roof to about 100,000 downloads almost immediately, and this is going from maybe a few hundred downloads a day. That triggered, and that's what's interesting, something on Apple's side because Apple decided to hide the app. According to the developer, the app was not accessible through the store. It was available, but it was not visible on the store, so it wasn't in top apps. It wasn't being seen in search results, but you could still download it, which I found interesting. Now, I have a theory for why this happened, and my theory is that, I don't know if you've been paying attention to all the news about rating scams coming out of a few developers that have been very vocal about it lately. But there have been all these mentions of apps that are using rating scams. They're buying ratings to swindle people out of money, basically, through in-app purchases, subscriptions specifically. And maybe Apple has decided to get a little bit more creative with what it detects to be spam or what it detects to be gaming the system. And maybe they tweaked it a little bit. There are a few links that made me think this way, a few articles that I read and a few pieces of information that I saw this week or over the last few weeks. I want to link to them in the show notes in case you're curious. But I have a feeling Apple is tweaking ways or finding ways or maybe improving the ways that it has to catch these apps in the act and hide them. I don't think I have seen apps that are being hidden as opposed to being completely taken off the store. So I don't know if this is new. Maybe I just haven't noticed anything like this. But I find this really interesting. The app eventually came back after the developer complained, and since it had about 650,000 downloads, according to our estimates. This is going from an app that had hundreds of downloads a day to hundreds of thousands of downloads a day. Very interesting. Now, if you've been reading the newsletter for long enough, you know I have a sweet spot for streaming apps. It's something that I follow. It's something that I find interesting. In January, HBO Max net recurring revenue reached a new all-time high of 19.4 million in the U.S. They're only in the U.S., so that's total. I say net because that means after Apple and Google take their cut. And the cut gets complicated because users that have been around for more than a year will pay less to HBO, or to Apple in that case, Apple and Google. And so I like to look at net because it's easier, and our estimation models focus on that, because that's ultimately what the developer is getting. And so 19.4 million, according to our estimates, and that's up 10% from December. And December was pretty big because Wonder Woman came out, Wonder Woman 1984, and that brought up revenue by about 47%. So I looked at month over month revenue growth for HBO Max since it came out, and it's been positive, with the exception of the second month, ever since. And now we're getting into double digits, which I think is actually really incredible. I personally like HBO Max because I use it a lot. I don't watch a lot of television, but when I do, HBO Max is usually on the list of apps that I'm going to go to first on my Apple TV, alongside Disney Plus. For context, Disney Plus brought in about $27 million, again, in net revenue in the U.S. in January. Disney Plus is available outside the U.S., but it wouldn't be a good comparison if we do totals versus just the U.S. for HBO Max. But $27 million, it's a lot, but at the same time, HBO Max is getting close. It's a totally different kind of content, and it's probably slightly even a different kind of audience. But Disney Plus is kind of the poster child for streaming. So for HBO Max to get close and have a trend that gets even closer, that's pretty incredible. Well done, HBO Max. And hopefully we're going to see even more good content. Now, I'm going to close this week's roundup with a warm note. A reminder that spring is right around the corner, and for baseball fans out there, that means spring training. Spring training for baseball started this week, with the season starting in just about a month, and fans are really eager because they have been paying the MLB app to get updates. Revenue for the MLB app, again, this is net revenue, so after Apple and Google take their cut, rose up to $220,000 on Wednesday alone. Now, if you look at the history, it's not as high as years before, but this is only one day of the week, and we're going to see more of this. And I have a feeling that now, because of COVID, because of lockdowns, we're getting to this point where everything is getting consumed through phones. Now, I know fans hate it, and I know the venues hate it, and I know the league hates it, and the teams hate it, and I hate it, because being home all the time is not really as much fun. And so as soon as everything can officially reopen safely, I have a feeling everything will kind of go back to normal. But the idea of consuming through app or consuming in ways where you don't necessarily have to be there, that's probably going to continue. The apps are getting better. The type of content is getting better. And in general, I think the shift is not going to stop just because everything is reopening. So as this month progresses, and I believe as the season will reopen, I think the MLB app is going to see more and more and more revenue. And I think that's good news. And that's it for this week. That was fast. If you like the show and you've enjoyed the last few episodes, please consider subscribing. We're available wherever you get your podcast, on Spotify, on Apple, on Google, and I'm sure a whole bunch of other places. This is also available as a weekly newsletter, which I sent just before recording this at appfigures.com/newsletter. See you next week.